We have wonderful actors on our show. Mr. Tim Russell is the man who... does so many roles for us. He plays the part of gangsters, and he plays a Swede whenever we need a Swede. You never know when you may need a Swede. He does all sorts of impressions of the great and the near great. Unfortunately, some of the most memorable voices that you can do impressions of belong to people who have left the building, and it's awkward. We miss them so much, and yet good taste, such as we have, doesn't really enable us to keep on making fun of them after they're dead. I don't know why. We just felt so bad about the passing of Fred Rogers. I know that you did too. He was on our show once in Pittsburgh, sweet man, and did so much for public television, and Lord knows for millions and millions of children, but Fred Rogers had a voice that was absolutely distinctive. It was just a little bit like Peter Lorre's, and when you brought in Fred Rogers in a script, everybody recognized it right away, and it got a laugh. It just always got a laugh. He was clearly identifiable, and that's what you do in comedy. You pick on the person who's different, that's all.
That's okay. I spent my life helping people learn. Yes, I did. I'd like to help you learn that comedy is not about picking on people.
Oh,
no,
Mr. Rogers. I'm sorry. Huh? I didn't invent comedy, so...
No, I mean... but I was just talking with the guy who did.
Oh.
Do you know what karma means?
Yes.
Do you? I talked to the big guy this morning, and guess what?
What?
You're not going to be my neighbor.
Oh.
No, you're not.
Mr. Rogers.
You remember the worst audience you ever had, do you?
Oh, yes, I do, yes.
I bet you do.
Yes. It was in St. Paul, actually, but...
That's what you have to look forward to.
Well, tell me, Mr. Rogers, what's it like up there?
I can answer that, Pilgrim.
John Wayne?
Call me Duke.
Wow. Wow. You're not upset with how comedians have dealt with you, are you?
I'm a cowboy. I may not be the sharpest burr on the spur, but I believe in justice, so I believe that people who do comedy, if you can call it that, will have to answer for it someday and get what's coming to them.
Well, now, wait just a minute here. I don't know. Doggone them, I just wish people who do Jimmy Stewart impressions didn't always do me with that.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?